I wanted to start by asking you what, if anything, you know about your birth situation and how you know it.
I really don't know very much. I came here when I was 18 months old, so I've been pretty much living here my whole life. Mm-hmm. My dad and mom are both trying to find, like, my birth parents. They're still searching out there and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's never really been, like, a huge concern to, like, find them. I mean, if they found them, that'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. But it's never been, like, on the top of my priority list.
Okay, so if they weren't searching, you'd be fine with that, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a preference? Would you prefer they not search?
No, I would like them to search.
Okay.
If they found them, that'd be great.
Would you want to meet them?
Yes.
You would? Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you met them, what would you want to discuss with them?
How they're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, not like go right into like, why do you like set me up for adoption or anything. I'm mm-hmm. not like mad at them or anything.
Okay.
I just, how they're doing and stuff, and then be on my way, I guess.
Okay. Are you curious about why they decided on adoption?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know, but at the same time, do I want to know the answer, if that makes any sense?
It does make sense. What's your fear about what the answer might be? What would you really not want to hear?
Probably that they just didn't want me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had me, and then they're just like, yeah, I don't want, like, we didn't want you.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be probably my worst fear.
Yeah, that would be hard to hear.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of questions from other kids or young people? Have you, as you've grown up, when you're out and about with your dad, or have you ever had strangers approach and ask?
Nope.
No.
That's no,
pretty
they're,
good.
Yeah. They're like, if they ask, then they're just like, they nod their head and then they're off.
Okay.
Like, it's never like, oh, like, tell me about it and stuff.
So they're not, like, fishing for mm-mm. more, and you haven't felt that people were intruding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never.
Okay. For younger people, younger adoptees, one of the things I'm interested in, the kind of biggest reason I'm doing this is for them to have the benefit of older people like you who are living your life and have some experience. What would you tell a younger person who asked for advice about finding out about their birth families, about sort of how to think about how they think about their adoption?
I would say, are you ready to know this? Like I will tell you whatever you want to know. You just have to be ready to like listen and understand.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not, then they'll say no. But if they are, then they'll take it either in a good way or a bad way. But it's their choice.
It's their choice.
Yeah. I would say if you want to know, then definitely ask. But if you don't want to know yet, I wouldn't force it upon them.
Okay. So do you think a lot of adoptive parents who are searching will search when the child is very, very young, before their child can really give any consent? Do you feel like it's okay for parents to search when their children are young? Or do you think parents should wait until their children are older? Do you kind of have any feelings about that?
I would definitely search while young, mm-hmm. just so that you have the information with you right then. So if they do ask later on, you're not like, let me just go check.
Yeah.
And then maybe 1 or 2 years later, say, okay, I have it now. I would definitely go search right then. Or like when you're adopting and stuff, or start finding at least like little bits of here and there.
So the trail's not cold.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And just so it's like a little bit.
And what if your parents and you find birth parents? What should the adoptive parent do at that point?
I would still say make it up to the child. If they want to see the adoptive parent, let them. If they don't, I wouldn't force.
Just tell them we found
them. Yeah,
I
just found
them.
It's up to you. If you'd like to go visit or see them, you know, however mm-hmm. you want to see them.
Do you ever think about, I don't know kind of where you are in your head about all this, do you think about later having your own family?
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about whether you would adopt or not?
I don't think I'll adopt.
Hmm.
As many kids as there are, I would rather have just like my own little child.
Of your own?
Yeah. Like DNA, I guess, wise. I don't know. Like, totally, I would adopt.
You would adopt?
I would adopt if I couldn't.
Okay.
But if not, I don't think I would.
You'd like to have a biological
yes.
connection to your child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that brings me to my last question. How is it for you to you seem like sisters. I'm just amazed by you guys, just the last 48 hours. I'm like, they share a room, but they seem to get along beautifully. And my brother and I did not share a room, and we're constantly at each other's throats. So how is it not being biologically sisters? Do you ever think about it? Does it have any impact at all on how you think about your connection to...
It's never affected us.
No, yeah.
We've always thought we're blood sisters. Mm-hmm. Like, we know we're not true blood sisters, but we always just think that we're all, like, together no matter what. Like, we're family. It doesn't matter if you're different, like, a different family or not. We're all the same.